Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
TV Theme Song Thursday. This is obviously The Sopranos. Thanks for playing this one. Appreciate that. Text your nominees in 22980. Don't forget, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Kansas City Wing Fest coming up a little bit later if you can make me laugh, which really isn't that hard to do. But we'll see if I can control it. And if I do laugh, then you'll win the tickets to Wing
Fest. Is the goal to make you laugh, or is the goal to see?
If I'm going to try to not
to
break.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to not break.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'll be able to do it at all. But we'll do that coming up next hour.
Okay. So this next story is a little disturbing. The Twitter poll is out if you would like to participate in this one. It's very simple. Do you change your underwear every day? And your only options are yes or no. And if you go commando, then you don't participate in
right. The
survey.
Yeah, you're out.
Because this is for the people who do wear underwear, how often you change them. Which might seem like an easy question, right? You mm-hmm. wouldn't think this would be a debate. So Tommy John, which makes underwear.
Did not know that.
Yeah. They did a survey. And it's funny the way that USA Today puts this. It almost seems like they did the survey thinking it was going to be an obvious thing, you know? And then they found out the results were actually newsworthy. And so I'm on their site, TommyJohn.com.
Okay.
Tell the truth. What are your underwear hygiene habits? To find out more about the intimate hygiene habits of Americans, well, their intimates, we surveyed 2,000 men and women to see how long they wear and keep their underwear. Here's what they found. Here's the most significant fact in this study. 45% of Americans, almost half, claim to have worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer. 38% of Americans don't know how long they've had their oldest pair of underwear. 46% of Americans have had the same pair of underwear for 1 year or more. Let's come back to that 45% number for a second.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to unpack in this.
45% claim to not be changing them every day.
Well, okay.
That's the easier way to put that.
Now, wait a minute. The way it's written, claim to have worn the same pair of underwear for two days or more.
Yes. So maybe not a consistent habit, but
right.
have done that.
Right.
I don't know if there's a bit, I don't, you know, well, in I'm, my mind, I don't, you
no,
know.
That's absolutely, like, if well, you have done it, I mean, I have done it. I don't try to do it. I don't anticipate doing it. What scared me about the number is that people do it on a regular basis. Like, that's what frightens me.
So here's the way they are wording it on their site.
Mm-hmm.
Just over half of respondents say they change their underwear on a daily basis. It doesn't ask how often. Maybe they should have, mm-hmm. based on the way this is worded. 45% admitted to having worn the same pair of underwear for two or more days. Now, maybe they should have asked, okay, is that your regular habit or what?
Yeah, yeah.
But here you go. 13%, and this is overall out of the 2,000. Did they survey 1,000? They mentioned 2,000 at one point and 1,000 another place. 13%. Claim to have worn the same pair for a week or more.
Okay, that's gross. Now, I'm going to cop.
Now, maybe that was only once.
I'm going to cop to something.
Because it says have worn, but so we don't know how often that's happening.
There are routinely weekends, Jamie, where I will shower on Friday before I come to work with you. You're welcome. And not shower again till Sunday, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
I will admit to that. I don't come to work and do that.
Okay. Not my problem.
I don't come to work and do
not
that.
Not my problem.
Because of where we are. I mean, if okay. I am doing work on the house, if I get sweaty and gross, absolutely first thing I do is shower. But I will admit to being part of the 45% who don't always. change underwear every day.
So you only change your underwear when you shower?
Yes.
You don't, yes, like, get up on Saturday morning, and when you change the rest of your... Do you wear the same clothes from Friday till Sunday?
Sometimes, but not usually.
But you're... So you're wearing the same outer clothes.
Yep.
Or excuse me, you're changing your outer clothes, but you're not also changing your underwear?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you?
I just don't.
Why are you changing your outer clothes, but not your underclothes?
It's a good question.
Because that wouldn't... It would make sense to me. I would be a little mortified, but if you were just going to wear the same clothes that you're wearing now until Sunday and not change any of it, but you are thinking to change the clothes you're wearing on the outside, but you're not changing the clothes on the inside.
Most likely because I am going to go out. And if I'm going to go out, put on a new shirt, going to be fine.
And don't you want the under part to be fresh too?
Nah, I don't think they're going to smell the under part that often.
Holy cow. Okay.
I don't think they're going to be able to, you know... People are going to see or smell that under part very often.
But do you have a shortage of underwear at home that you can just do it? Is that a difficult thing to change?
Just doesn't even cross my mind.
Does it cross your mind?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not the plan for the weekend, and it won't be this weekend because I'm going to Iowa. We're going to be outdoors all weekend, so there will be showers, multiple showers this weekend, multiple underwear changes. But if we had a lazy weekend, and more so this was generally before Britton was born, but if we had a lazy weekend, from the time I showered on Friday morning, I may not shower, or I may not change my underwear again till my next shower, which oftentimes maybe Sunday or Monday.
But again, you're changing your outer clothes.
Yes.
But you're not changing your underclothes.
Correct.
That makes, no sense to me. It would make sense if you were going to wear the same clothes all weekend. I don't get that either. But if you are thinking to change your outer clothes, why wouldn't you just change your underwear?
Just pop on new shorts, new shirt, go. Got to go to Walmart. Got to go to wherever.
But why can't you change your underclothes also?
I'm busy.
No, you're not.
I'm a busy guy.
It takes you no more time.
I'm a busy guy.
Now, if you told me it was like laundry weekend or something.
No.
Okay, then fine. I'm trying to give you a bunch of outs, but none of them apply here.
None of the outs are applying to me. I don't actually need an out. I'm just telling you
disgusting.
Right now.
Disgusting. I'm sorry. That's, but that's Lee's problem. But ew. Men are 2.5, because I don't get it. I don't get why you're changing your outer clothes, but not your underclothes. It occurs to you to put fresh clothes on the outside, but not the inside.
Often, because, you know, I sleep in my underwear. And
that doesn't make it better. Okay.
But if I wake up, throw on a pair of shorts or a pair of, pants or whatever, I'm going to throw on some warm-ups or something, I'm just going to put them on. They'll start my day. And it's like, oh, are we going to go somewhere? Oh, hey, I need you to run to Walmart. Just go in that. By the time that I've gotten back, we run through our errands or whatever, the day's over. Just fall back asleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Men are 2.5 times, here's what they say. 20% of men wear their underwear for more than a week.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Compared to, because it was that 13% number. Here's how the 13 breaks out.
Yeah.
It's 20% of men and 8% of women. Who is wearing their underwear for more than a week? Unless you are homeless or
camping.
Camping was the other thing I was going to think of. But even that.
Even camping. Like, camping to me, especially in the summertime, like,
ew,
you're getting pretty gross if you're camping somewhere in the summertime. You get pretty, there's a lot of swampiness down there.
Who?
And I know it's, men are 20% and women are 8% that are going to do that. Ladies, you have more to be exposed to down there. There's much more of a chance of infection.
I'm not saying it's good, but 20% of men say they wear their underwear more than a week.
It's vile.
Like you have...
A week?
You have openings there too.
Right.
That stuff can get into.
6 days? Seven days? 8 days?
I don't...
It's vile.
And like, I'm more likely to change them multiple times a day.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'll tell you that just about any time I change my clothes, mm-hmm. if I am changing my outer clothes, I am changing all of my clothes.
Ketzer, I want you in on this because I want to know if I'm weird or Jamie's weird.
It's not unusual for me to come home in the afternoon and then have other plans for the evening. And if I am changing, like this is not, if I was going out, I'm not necessarily wearing this.
Ketz,
I would just change the whole getup.
How often do you change your underwear?
I mean, every day.
When you shower or like Jamie does it twice a day?
If I shower, I put on a brand new pair of underwear.
Yeah, if I shower, if I shower in the afternoon, sometimes occasionally that'll happen.
I agree with that part.
Shower, but.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But again, you change your outer clothes, but not your underclothes. So if you do that, Ketz,
Let's say you're going out tonight.
He'll come to work like this.
I look good.
Tomorrow morning, not shower.
Maybe not.
But changes outer clothes tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not showering, but not changes underwear.
See, Jamie, I'm in your camp where I feel like you got to change everything.
Really?
Yeah, you're changing your outer clothes. Why wouldn't you change your underwear?
576-7798.
Again, if you tell me...
Pick up your phone and call.
At that point, why wouldn't you just go commando? Instead of having that grossness up against you?
Because I still want the barrier.
You know?
I still need the barrier there. And honestly, I don't understand how anybody goes commando on a regular basis. Like, I've done it because you forgot or whatever. You ran out of underwear. I understand that. But there's... How do I put this? Underwear keeps stuff in place.
Yes, they do.
You know,
yes, that's part of their purpose.
It holds,
especially for you guys.
It holds stuff where it's supposed to be. So
yeah.
I don't understand how anybody goes commando all the time.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, stuff would swing like in a bell.
And honestly, part of why I would change the whole getup is because if I'm changing like from one kind of pants into shorts or whatever,
yeah,
where the underwear fall line wise probably might need to change. And that's part of it also is how they fit. Would also need to change based on the getup.
Kets, one more for you before we go to break. Ketzer.
He's on the phone. He's answering calls. He's doing the job we ask him to do.
Because I want to know if he's like you. He's going out tonight. He may not shower before he goes out tonight. But he puts on a pair of jeans and a collared shirt because he's going out on a date with a lady. He's going out with friends. Forget the date because the date you want to smell nice. But do you change everything?
And again, part of why I don't do it every time. But it just feels better. It just feels better if I'm changing my outer clothes to change everything. And I have a lot of underwear. So I'm like, why not just change them?
576-7798. 576-7798. Also, you can vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. If we're going to include weekends and be completely honest, I'm going to write no. Do you change your underwear every day? I don't need to lie to Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
Ketzer,
if you shower 46% agree with you. Underwear on, it's bringing the point to me.
But on the weekend, I don't shower every day.
I mean, it used to be during the week you wasn't showering every day.
She's right.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to ask this question.
What?
Okay.
Do you want to hold on? Save it for after the break.
Okay. No, I need to ask so that I remember.
All right.
So I know that you're high. Well, no, I can't even say that. You say that you shower more often now with Britton.
Absolutely.
That now, but you just told me, you know, there are weekends then that go by where you change your outer, but whatever. Do you shower every day before you come into this building?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I don't have to ask the follow-up question.
Yeah.
I don't need to know more things that I know right now. That's fine. We can leave it at that. Because then if you were going to say no, then I was going to have to ask, well, is this another case of the changing the outer clothes but not the underclothes
no,
thing?
No,
but
if
you're
no,
showering
no,
every,
no.
every single day? Every single day.
Before work.
This is progress.
Well, because
the weekend is not my problem.
By the way, we have guests coming in studio today. So,
but not every day.
Like
coming
up next hour, Terry Dunn, former CEO Dunn Construction. He's getting behind a big Casey Common Good to help combat crime in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming in studio in 15 minutes. He's downstairs in the lobby listening to this conversation right now.
Well,
he's one of the most successful men in the history of this city, and we're talking about underwear changing.
Then isn't he glad that I asked about whether you showered today and have on clean underwear?
He and our 12 o'clock guest are the reason that I didn't wear flip-flops and a t-shirt today.
But you do shower every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It might be the night before. Is that acceptable?
That's fine. You're not the only person in the universe that does that. I mean, I think I don't do that because if you sweat at night.
A lot of people are night showers.
But you sweat when you sleep sometimes. And so don't you want to wash that sweat off in the morning? But that's better than nothing.
Real quick, here's what I've learned about Kansas City in the summer. It doesn't matter. Everybody's sweaty. It's gross.
Yeah.
It's hot and everybody's gross.
Yeah. But that doesn't make it okay. Those people then shower to get the sweat off.
You step right outside. Boom. I got sweaty walking the baby to the car. I began sweating today.
Today was cooler out this morning.
Yesterday. That's
wasn't
right.
It wasn't bad.
All right. We'll get to your calls. JD and Don and Janice. You change your underwear every day. All right. Do you change your underwear every day? Yeah, it's Friday. It's Friday topic.
This story is all over the place.
Yeah,
we'd be doing that if it was a Monday, we'd be talking about it because it's insane and it's all over the place. So this is Tommy John. This is an underwear company that did the story or that did the survey and found that 45% of people admit that they will wear their underwear at least 2 days in a row. So not changing them every day.
Guilty.
No.
Guilty.
No.
576-7798. Janice, you're on KMBZ. Hi, Janice.
Hello. You have another amazing topic today.
Amazing is an interesting word.
You need to write a book on all your questions. But anyway, those that wear Depends underwear, they have to change every hour, if not more.
Right. Very true. So, yes.
So they don't have any problem wearing them a day.
Yeah, look, if you're and eventually that happens, we all get to that point, I'm guessing, where you start in diapers, you end in diapers, right? You don't wear those for more than maybe an hour. Janice, thank you for the kind words. We appreciate it. Don in Grandview. Hey, Don.
How you doing, my friend?
What's up, Don?
I agree with you, man. One weekend, one Game of Thrones marathon, one pair of draws.
Yep, you're good, man.
Are you changing your outer clothes in the course of that time?
I'm probably just going to be on the couch in the same clothes I was in on Friday.
Yeah, that's fine. My issue with him is that he's changing his outer clothes, but not his underwear.
Well, I would do that too, though. If I had to run to the store, I would probably just throw on some sweats and a shirt and just go get what I need to go. Get
right.
And come back.
Yeah, we're not animals, Don.
No, of course not.
Right. We have standards, Jamie.
It's not that difficult to change your underwear. It's not that difficult.
Don, thank you very much. Appreciate it. 576-7798. JD is in Liberty. What's up, JD?
Yes. What I've been listening to is absolutely disgusting for a man not to change his underwear. I mean, come on. You go to the bathroom how many times a day? I'll just say that I am single, but if I had a husband that didn't change his underwear daily, there would probably be a problem. It's called personal hygiene. And honestly, to think that this gentleman doesn't even take a shower over the weekend makes me want to gag.
Oh, well, hey, you know what?
I mean, I've done that occasionally where if you're just hanging out at home all day and you're not going out anywhere.
Right.
I've done that before. Now I don't go a whole weekend.
Now, if I'm painting or something, I get all sweaty right. and gross, you know, I'll shower.
But I've done that before on Saturday, if I'm just kind of hanging out around home all day and I'm not going out anywhere, then
right.
I've done that. Now, by Sunday morning, yeah, we're deep cleaning. But but I've gone Saturday, you know?
Yeah. JD, the judger up there in Liberty, Missouri.
I'll have his back on that one.
Final word is Lucille in Harrisonville. Hey, what's up, Lucille?
Well, I got a great joke for your topic this morning.
Let's hear it.
Okay, what do you call a guy who wears boxer shorts?
What do you call a guy who wears boxer shorts?
You call him a boxer.
Vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. Jamie, any guess? We've got well over 100 votes. Like this poll question, I don't know if this is going to top Dr. Pepper versus root beer.
Or do you break your spaghetti noodles?
Or break your spaghetti noodles. But where do you think we're at right now?
Oh, I fear that over the course of the day, the percentage of people that don't change their underwear every day is going to go up.
Okay.
I think we're at 85% do change them every day.
87.
Okay.
It's gone down 3% since we opened the show.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Yes.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.